Hello and welcome to the Slovak Snapshots podcast created by Actuality.sk. My name is Zorislav Poliak and I'm bringing you the most captivating and important stories from across Slovakia. Each week we'll dive into the headlines that matter, from breaking news to heartwarming stories. So, whether you're local or a global listener interested in Slovakia, we got you covered. It is April 27th and you are listening to the Slovak Snapshots podcast. The government abolished public television. Radio and television of Slovakia, RTVS, will be transformed into Slovak television and radio, STVR, according to a new draft law approved by the government. The proposal expects that the director of STVR will be elected by a 9-member board, which will include 4 members nominated by the Slovak Ministry of Culture and 5 elected by the Slovak National Council. The move is aimed to allow for the independent development of the two media, television and radio, and introduces new elements into the election and dismissal of the Director General. The changes are justified on the grounds of negative experiences with the previous operation and the need to improve the objectivity of broadcasting. The new law also includes the obligation to broadcast the national anthem and changes the composition of the board, which now includes experts from different fields. The Director General will be able to nominate his representatives for each media outlet. The current Director General of RTVS and the members of the board will cease to hold their positions with the entry into force of the new law. An ethics commission is also introduced as an advisory body to the board. The funding of the RTVS will remain dependent on a contribution of at least 0.12% of GDP, while the new law allows for an increase in the volume of advertising to 5% of airtime. The move has drawn criticism from the Association of Slovak Television Broadcasters and the political opposition, which argue that it could upset the balance between public and private media. After the cabinet meeting, Prime Minister Robert Fico repeated what he said earlier, that RTVS needs a change because it's unfair and is in a permanent battle with the government. This is also a response to the demands of the coalition voters, who are asking us to finally do something about RTVS, Fico said. In response to the changes planned by the government, headed by the culture minister Martina Šimkovičová, employees staged a protest, which they called Black Day of RTVS. We don't want to get buried. But if the public and independent RTVS is to be a thing of the past, we declare Thursday, the day after the government approved the draft law, to be the Black Day of RTVS. The Initiative for Public Law and Independence wrote on its social network. The protest was attended not only by radio and TV in Bratislava, but also in Košice and Banská Bystrica. Big layoffs in national parks. National Parks is to lay off 80 employees. The order came by mail from the Environment Ministry. Most people are to leave the Tatra National Park Administration, TANAP. The decision surprised both the employees and the director of our oldest national park. Of the current 160 employees of the national park, 30 are to be dismissed. This would not be an acceptable number for any employer. I say that we are negotiating with the ministry. I hope that we will agree on some reasonable compromise, said Peter Oleksa, the director of the TANAP administration. The announced firings come at a time when the TANAP administration is looking for new people to fill free positions. We have openings, but I say the situation has caught everyone by surprise, Oleksa continued. Zoologist Michal Haring doesn't understand the department's actions, but he did not wait for the dismissal. I decided to leave TANAP at my request, so I'm on notice. This is mainly because the current atmosphere and working conditions are not very suitable for working around nature, he explained. Smaller national parks, such as Slovenský kras or Pieniny, are expected to lay off a third of their staff following a decision by the Ministry of Environment. I haven't noticed that this was led by any analysis that would evaluate to what extent there are more or fewer people than needed for professional and conceptual work in those individual administrations. said Marian Jacík from public organization Prales. The opposition claims that this is an attack on national parks. According to Michal Kicsa from the party Democrats, the Ministry of Environment has rapidly reduced contributions for routine operations. The parks will receive only a fraction of the original 3.3 million euros. The announced dismissals are related to this. The Environment Ministry counters that the financing of the national parks is properly secured from the Environment Fund and its revenues, and that no decisions has been taken to reduce the staff in the national parks by 30%. We will conduct a thorough audit of all contributory organizations, including national park administrations. It is also public information that the government will review the employment rate in the state of administration, and there will be organizations that will have to be strengthened for good and efficient functioning, and at the same time others that will have to be reduced, said Environment Minister Tomáš Taraba. The Ministry of Environment will also review hundreds of agreements on the performance of work in national parks. The town Nitra won the Slovak Extraliga. Hockey club Nitra became the Tipos Extraliga champions in the 2023-24 season. In the fourth final playoff game, they defeated Spišská Nová Ves 2-1 after overtime and won the series 4-0. The winning goal was scored by Miloš Bubela in the 62nd minute. It is the second Slovak title in the history for the team nicknamed the Corgoni. Nitra tried to show their dominance in the early parts of the game, but the match showed the hockey is a game full of surprise and twists. Nitra, despite a big advantage in shooting, was unable to assert themselves thanks to the solid defensive play of the Spišská Nová Ves, which focused on protecting their net and defending in the middle zone effectively. Key moments such as Majdan's exclusion and subsequent missed power play chances had the potential to affect the outcome, but neither team was able to score until the final minutes. Buček's goal, which foreshadowed a possible Nitra victory, was briefly equalized by Burgos, confirming that the Spišiaci were not going to give up easily. Overtime, lasting only 119 seconds, ended the dramatic game with a goal by Bubela, sparking the Nitrians to celebrate in their town. This moment ended a thrilling battle full of turnovers and tension, reflecting the spirit of team play and not giving up until the last moment. This game is clear proof that in sports, and especially in hockey, nothing is certain until the final whistle. On behalf of the Slovak Snapshots podcast, we congratulate Nitra for the well-deserved title.
Never boring Slovakia.
Did you know that in 2009, during archaeological digs in eastern Slovakia, a wooden wheel with an axle was discovered? It is considered to be the oldest of its kind in the world. It is estimated to be about 5,200 years old. And there you have it, another The Slovak Snapshots podcast in the books. We hope you enjoyed this weekly adventure to the newscape of Slovakia. Remember, knowledge is power, so go ahead and impress your friends at the next gathering with your newfound facts. But hey, don't take yourself too seriously, life's too short not to enjoy a good laugh. We'll be back next week with more stories that will keep you informed and entertained. Until then, stay curious, stay informed, and keep sharing those lovely smiles. We'll be right back.